Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise, specifically on American college campuses. And I want you to understand how we got to the point where Jewish students are now being picked up and harassed at college campuses by their parents and being told by the universities they cannot keep them safe. I want you to understand how universities that have done great things in the past have now turned into hotbeds of cultural Marxism that is indoctrinating the young minds of students and fundamentally changing this country. They're also changing the universities. They have turned our universities into two different groups of people, the oppressors and the victims. And they define the Jews as the oppressors and the Palestinians, those that support Hamas and Hezbollah and support the horrific attacks on Israel, as the victims. And that is how they have gotten away with now creating a culture on college campuses that allows for this vicious anti-Semitism to reign on our college campuses.
All right, let me take a moment and talk to you real quick about your retirement and inflation and the eroding of the power of the dollar right now. Inflation is well above what the Fed's target rate is. You know what's happened. Consumer prices are much higher than they were last year, the year before, and the year before that. That's why all of us need a financial plan that ensures that money that we save today will be enough for us tomorrow. And that's why I've diversified my investments to include gold and silver. Now, there are a lot of gold and silver companies. You hear them every day if you listen to conservative podcasts or talk radio. If you watch TV, conservative networks, you'll see tons of companies. Well, let me tell you about Freedom Gold USA. Reason why I love them, they preach protection and diversifying your assets. They will not tell you to put all your money in gold and silver. Now, here's the other thing that is really important to you. You work hard for your money just like I do. And on average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. So the ones that you hear from, they're going to charge you on average 25 to 30% more than what you're going to pay when you call my friends at Freedom Gold USA. Now, you can take control of your financial future right now, and you can also get free silver in your account. They will walk you through the process, talk to you about diversifying your investments, your IRA, your 401k, or having just physical gold in your safe. Take control now. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or you can call them 1-800-655-8843. That's 1-800-655-8843. Or online at freedomgoldusa.com/Ben.
Now, let me just step back and explain to you why Democrats, and I give them credit, they are brilliant. Why do I say they're brilliant? They understood that if you fundamentally want to change a nation, you have to control the minds of only one generation. You can change a country in just one generation. And they understood that they could get control of our universities. And they understood that if they could get control of those universities and they could get control of the high schools and the junior highs and the entire public education system, you could fundamentally change this country into a Marxist, socialist, or communist nation. Now, yes, you would need a little help because, right, it would take quite a while to get one generation to actually be able to pull it off if you had a bunch of other sane people. How do you do that? It's actually very simple. You then import 20 million illegal immigrants who came from nations where they don't really have a problem with Marxism or socialism or communism, as long as the form they're getting here looks better than what they just left. You combine those two strategies together, and you can destroy the greatest country in the world, America, in just one generation. You import voters, and you give them amnesty, and then you take the most brilliant minds in America that go to our Ivy League universities, and you define the definition of what success looks at like to say we support the Palestinians, and we tell you to hate all the Jews. We convince you that the Jews are the oppressors and the Palestinians are the victims of the oppressors. And then we allow you to attack those students. How bad is it? Parents are now coming and picking their kids up in the middle of the night and being attacked in their cars. Yes, this is happening. Students are getting text messages from their universities telling them they need to stay home. I'll give you an example. Quote, in response to the horrific scenes of anti-Semitism and harassment at and around campus, the Orthodox rabbi at Columbia University sent a WhatsApp message to more than 290 Jewish students recommending that they go home until it's safe again for them on college campus. This coming from the rabbi to all the Jewish students, the 290 plus Jewish students. What we are witnessing in and around campus is terrible, referring to Columbia University, and tragic. The events of the last few days, especially last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. It deeply pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. It is not our job as Jews to ensure our own safety on campus. Amen to that, the rabbi writes. No one should have to endure this level of hatred, let alone at school. If you need assistance, please reach out to me, the rabbi put on the message. Now let's go back to what he said. It's not our job as Jews to ensure our own safety on campus. Amen to that. Which brings me to also the other part of this. I'm calling BS, and I want you to understand why. I do not believe that the protest that we are witnessing right now with this level of anti-Semitism is organic. Do I believe there's some students on college campus that hate Jews as much as Adolf Hitler did? Absolutely. And we're witnessing them in real time. But what I also will say is that it's very clear that this is being orchestrated and paid for. I don't know who's paying for it. But wouldn't it be nice if we had journalists that actually did a little bit of digging out there? Wouldn't it be nice if some of the mainstream media, for example, the newspapers in and around Columbia, one of them would be the New York Times, did a little digging to say, hey, this seems like a lot of outside agitators are coming in. Who's paying for this? Who's orchestrating all of this? That is a very, 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 very fair question that should be asked. This seems very much like something that someone like George Soros would be involved in funding. He's really good at it. We've seen this happen with Roe v. Wade when it was being overturned. It was clearly orchestrated at the highest levels from the Supreme Court on down when they leaked the Roe v. Wade decision. And then they started doxing the Supreme Court justices. And then they started threatening their lives. And they started showing up at their houses. And guess what? The government, who was supposed to imprison people that had tried to intimidate a federal judge, didn't do a damn thing. Not only that, you had people that were driving across the country. One of them that was actually planning on killing one of the justices. They caught him. But yet again, the government didn't do their job, which was to send a clear message that you're not allowed to intimidate judges, much less Supreme Court judges, hoping to change the outcome of a case. Now, I give that as just one example. What the Democrats have figured out, and I will say it again, and I've said this before as I filled in for Mark, I believe the Democratic Party is dead. I believe the Democratic Party no longer exists. I believe the Democratic Party is just used as a mask to mask what the real new agenda is. And that is socialism, communism, and Marxism. The Democratic Party died. The members of the Democratic Party now in leadership, they are socialists, Marxists, and communists. They're just not sure if you're totally ready for it. But what we have noticed is younger people certainly are. because they've been indoctrinated on our college campuses and in our high schools. They have been indoctrinated to hate this country. They've also been indoctrinated to hate the Jews, not just Israel as a country, but the actual Jewish people everywhere they are in the world. They have been indoctrinated to believe that Jewish people do not have a right to exist. These are the same people that will chant things on college campuses now, like death to America and death to Israel, chanting from the river to the sea, supporting and advocating for Hamas and the atrocities that have been done by Hamas. The Marxists and socialists and the communists masquerading around right now like the Democratic Party and acting like they're brilliant professors and brilliant minds at Columbia University or Yale or Harvard or MIT or wherever it may be. What they are now doing is they saw an opportunity to take the minds of our young people and to indoctrinate them very much. I want to be clear, and I want to be clear when I say this. I mean what I'm saying. It is no different than what they did with Hitler's youth. They took the young generation, they took the young people, and they indoctrinated them to hate the Jews. That's what they're doing on college campuses right now. How is it any different? The Hitler Youth Movement, if you go back and look at history, it was an indoctrination to make sure that young people hated a group of people from the very beginning. They trained them and indoctrinated them to hate. How is that any different than what we're witnessing right now unfold at our college campuses? Now, when it comes to safety, you have to ask yourself a question. Where are the adults in the room? Or maybe it is that the adults actually don't really care about keeping the Jewish students safe. Maybe it's that they actually don't want the Jewish students even to be on campus. On CNN, Mayor Adams, New York, on the Columbia University protests, here's what he said about it all. Listen carefully to his words.
Mayor Adams, thanks for joining us. So on Sunday, you released a statement, part of which reads, quote, "I have instructed the NYPD to investigate any violation of law that is reported. Rest assured, the NYPD will not hesitate to arrest anyone who is found to be breaking the law." But you also said Columbia University is a private institution on private property, which means the NYPD cannot have a presence on campus unless specifically requested by senior university officials. Do you think Columbia is doing enough to protect its students, especially its Jewish students? And do you worry that sending in NYPD might actually inflame matters?
Well, first, I want to say that I know what protest is about. I participated in protests throughout my life, particularly during the South African calling for the dismantling of apartheid. That is one of the fundamental rights we hold dear as Americans, the right to protest. What we are seeing playing out on many of our college campuses, and particularly in Columbia University, is hate. We're seeing vile language being used, and at no time should we call for the destruction of anyone, should we call for violence towards anyone. That is not what protesting is about. Now we have to go within the law. In this country and in this city, comments like that on the surface are not illegal. But if you use it to harass someone or menace someone, we're going to take appropriate action to stop that from taking place. And we will go on private property for imminent threat. Even though it's a private property, if there's imminent threat or danger to someone, the NYPD will go on that private property.
There's a fine line, by the way, between freedom of speech and threats against people that are Jewish. I have put up on Instagram some of the chants that have been said at Columbia University. And some of them I can't play here because of the language. But I do feel like it's very, very, very important that you hear it. I want you to go and look at it on Instagram. And don't play it with your kids. But I want you to see what they're chanting. Because the mayor of New York City knows that these chants have already taken place over the weekend. He was commenting after the weekend. He knows the chants that they're talking about advocating for terrorism against Jewish people on campus. And he sits there and he's like, well, I'm a big proponent of freedom of speech. So am I, mayor. I'm not in favor of people making and chanting threats to students at Columbia University. Free speech does not cover that. And those chants I put up there on social media because I want you to see them, and you probably need to share them with different people. It would be important that you share them on social media with your family and your friends, because you need to understand just how anti-Semitic Columbia University has allowed their campus, how toxic they've allowed their campus to become. This is no different than what you heard during World War II from the Nazis and the Nazi sympathizers. To be very clear, yes, it is on that level. The money that is fueling this anti-Semitism on college campuses. George Soros, I mentioned earlier, I said, is the guy that's probably behind that. We now know a lot more about how much George Soros is behind it. What we've been told is a nonprofit has received donations from George Soros that has been bankrolling the groups who have hosted pro-Palestinian rallies. That according to a new watchdog group report. The nonprofit San Francisco-based Tides Foundation has been given over $22 million for different causes. Now, the Tide Foundation has then given millions of dollars to liberal organizations who have all organized pro-Palestinian protests, according to the Capital Research Center. $650,000 to Jewish Voice for Peace, $710,000 to the Adala Justice Project, a pro-Palestinian group, $86,000 to If Not Now, $38,000 to the Progressive Center for Constitutional Rights, $600,000 to the Mass Liberation Project, a progressive organization working to, quote, end mass incarceration and abolish the criminal legal system, $132,000 to the Westpac Foundation, the group over Students for Justice in Palestine. Now, Soros' Open Society Foundation Network made donations to all the liberal organizations. These are the ones that show up and demand that the Jewish people be taken out from the river to the sea. For example, the Mass Liberation Project's Arizona chapter, which is a direct affiliate of the Tides Foundation, has actually accused the United States government of, quote, ethnic cleansing of Palestinian people. And also paints Hamas in a, quote, positive light, because those that are, you know, cooking babies in ovens and stabbing them in their cribs to death and then raping women and beheading people and killing grandparents and parents and children of all ages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I also did something, and some of you that were like, Ben, I can't find the video of these, what they're saying about these Jewish students to their face on college campus at Columbia. Apparently, the video was taken down. I have just reposted it on Instagram. You can see it. It's in my stories right now. It's Ben Ferguson Podcast. I also just did like 10 different tweets on X of the stuff that I cannot play on the air here. But you need to see it, and you need to understand what these students are dealing with. Ben Ferguson Show on X, and I've got it all up there for you. One of the things I put up is this comes from a Columbia chat, all right, of students and people that are chatting. My husband just picked up our freshman daughter at school. He double parked and barged through the gate to get her on College Walk and escorted her out through a gauntlet of nasty protesters. She tried to put up with being on campus, quote unquote, staying strong and, quote, holding her ground. But the noise and the viciousness finally got to her and she couldn't sleep or concentrate anymore. My husband and daughter felt like refugees fleeing a war zone. These people are doing exactly what Adolf Hitler and the Nazis did to the Jews. I want you to understand that. And that's not hyperbole. Listen to what they're saying. And to top it all off, at the 116th and Amsterdam gate, they yelled at my husband to go back to Poland. Do you understand what they're doing here? The Jewish students, by the way, if you want to know how vicious it's gotten, how bad it is right now, let's go to Yale for a second, all right? Yale students, and I just put this video up on X, and you can see it, and you can share it. Yale students were chanting, Viva, Viva Palestina. Viva, Viva Palestina. And then they actually removed the American flag from the flagpole on campus and then cheered when the American flag hit the ground. Are you paying attention yet, America, to what's happening in the United States of America? We have a wide open southern border. We have people that are coming in that don't like America. We have people that are coming in on the terrorist watch list at record numbers. We have people coming from the Middle East that are now on our college campuses right now who are surrounding Jewish students. You have parents that feel like they're going through a war zone just to pick their children up. You have Orthodox rabbi at Columbia. Bernard wrote to Jewish students, return home as soon as possible. You are not safe here. This is in the United States of America. Let me give you another one. And I would love to play this, but there's too many words that I can't do on the radio. So I'm going to edit it for you, but I put this one. I'm going to put up right now on X, okay? Ben Ferguson Show, go grab it. Let me just quote this for you. I'm going to read it verbatim what they're chanting, okay? At Columbia University last night. Al-Qassam, you make us proud. Okay, that's the Hamas leader. The guy who butchered children, cut their heads off, baked them in ovens, planned the attack, took American hostages, took Jewish hostages, they still have right now, indiscriminately killed women and children and raped them, systemically raped them. Al-Qassam, you make us proud. Take another soldier out. That was chant number one, followed up by this. We say justice, you say how. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Can you imagine being a Jewish student at Columbia University? And by the way, I go back to what Mayor Adams that I played for you a moment ago said. Mayor Adams is like, hey, if we feel like there is a need to step in, we're going to step in. I'm reading you what they're chanting. It's happening in your city. At what point do you step in? We say justice, you say how. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Next chant. Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. So the terrorists, we love you. That's what they're chanting at Columbia University. We support your rockets too. Then red, black, green, and white. We support Hamas's fight. So that's the colors of Hamas. And the Palestinians, right, red, black, green, and white. We support Hamas's fight. They move on to this. It is right to rebel. Al-Qassam, give them hell. It's right to rebel. Hamas, give them hell. Free, free, free Palestine. These are jihadists on college campuses that we've allowed into this country. Some of them are illegal immigrants. Others have been indoctrinated because we have abandoned our universities. And the jihadists are openly chanting for terrorism on the streets of New York. And what does Mayor Adams say? Well, if it gets really bad, we'll get involved. The only thing that would be worse than this is if you actually started allowing them to kill people.
Two protests. What we are seeing playing out on many of our college campuses, and particularly Columbia University, is hate. We're seeing vile language being used, and at no time should we call for the destruction of anyone, should we call for violence towards anyone. That is not what protesting is about. Now we have to go within the law. In this country and in this city, comments like that on the surface are not illegal. But if
I'm sorry, hold on. He just said, so now he's pivoting to free speech, right? The same leftists and Marxists and so hates free speech if it's a conservative saying it. Now he's like, look, we got to abide by the law now. We're all free speechers up here. Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Red, black, green, and white. We support Hamas's fight. It is right to rebel. Al-Qassam, give them hell. It's right to rebel. Hamas, give them hell. Free, free Palestine. We say justice, you say how. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Al-Qassam, you make us proud. Take another soldier out. Yeah, no, Ned, you're right. There's nothing to be afraid of there. Yeah, we can't do anything. Our hands are tied because we're all in favor of the second freedom of speech, right?
If you use it to harass someone or menace someone, we're going to take appropriate action to stop that from taking place.
That's a lie. We have videos of Jewish students who are being harassed, and you are absolutely not there protecting them. Like, I'm sorry. Let me give you another picture. I'm going to put this up right now. I'll put it right now up on Twitter. You guys are the warriors of the conservative movement, and you are the ones that can stand with Israel. And everything I'm putting out right now, I'm giving it to you to please send it out to the world, because the media is not covering this. I'll give you another example. There was a picture that was taken at Columbia last night. Some Jewish students were holding Israeli and American flags. So what happened? There was a girl that stood in front of them with a sign. What did the sign say? Al-Qassam, with a arrow pointing to the Jewish students, next targets. Al-Qassam is the Hamas military wing. Okay? So they're saying, hey, terrorists, you want to know who to kill next? It's the students behind me at Columbia University that are Jewish. These are openly pro-terrorist people, and they're threatening their fellow students, saying they deserve to die. Kill them next. I just put it up on X. Follow me. There, Ben Ferguson Show, and spread it with the world. And the mayor says, well, if it gets really bad, we're going to get involved. Translation, I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm not doing anything at all. I'm going to let this keep going, folks, because this is what we do. This is what we do. This is how we roll. You had another Jewish professor at Columbia who is now saying he needs police protection. I sent this message to the leadership at Columbia University. This is a professor. So this is, as a professor, right, you should feel safe to go to work. I'm going to be on campus Monday morning, and I'm requesting police escort. Police escort for simply going to my own place of work. He then shares his email. I'm going to read it to you. I will put this up on social media as well. Dear President and Vice President and COO and the General Counsel, this is to the university leadership. Last I checked, I'm still a professor at Columbia University. Therefore, I plan to go tomorrow, Monday morning, and sit peacefully right in the center of the illegal encampment that you have allowed the pro-Hamas mob to establish in the middle of campus. I will be joined with several Jewish and Israeli students, faculty, and staff. Since the events of last night have shown that you have completely failed to protect the safety of your Jewish and Israeli students, I am requesting approval to have a police escort of at least 10 cops with me. I would ask for escort from the school's public safety, but they have proven themselves useless versus these mobs, and I do not want to put their lives at risk. We will be coming. I am an employee, and they are your students. You have a responsibility to protect our physical safety. Sincerely, and then the professor puts his name. He then CC'd the New York Post, Fox News, Washington Post, senior counsel to the chairwoman of the Committee on Education and the Workforce, documenting Jew hatred on campus.org, and several other people, it looks like, at law firms. This is a professor saying, I need 10 police officers so I can go to my job because you guys have allowed for an illegal encampment, and you have a mayor that's saying, well, if it gets really bad, what does bad look like? At this point, the only thing left would be actual people being murdered. Because everything else is apparently like, let's go. Let's go. Police, by the way, you think it's only in America where it's gotten bad? Oh, no, this is organized around the world. Police told a Jewish man that he was antagonizing, quote unquote, pro-Palestinian protesters by being openly Jewish in the UK. And then the police told the man, right, because I guess he's wearing his, as they would describe it, you know, your little hat thing. He added, if you choose to remain here because you are causing a breach of peace with all these other people, you will be arrested. So now you get arrested in the UK for being Jewish. Oh, no, no, you got to hide your Jewish. You can't be wearing anything that would make you look like you're a Jew. That's happening in the UK right now. Isn't it funny how people would say, oh, well, it'll never happen again. We learned our lesson after Adolf Hitler. We learned our lesson after the Holocaust. We learned our lesson. We got a Holocaust museum in Washington, D.C. You have a mayor of New York that is allowing this to happen. You have a college campus that is allowing this to happen. So let's go back to what I said earlier about following the money. Where's all the money coming from? All of this money is coming from these anti-Israel, anti-American individuals who are funding this. This is not organic. This is pre-planned. It is organized. And it's being organized at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. That is what you need to understand. And if you think that the Democratic Party likes Jewish people, you're not paying attention. They hate the Jews. It's clear they hate the Jews. Their actions show you they hate the Jews. From the river to the sea. Oh, yeah, we got to give money to the Palestinians, though, right? Oh, we do? Why? Well, you know, I mean, we got to play both sides of this. So you want to fund them, too? Yes, of course. Left-wing dark money is flowing into this country, and they are behind the bail funds for the Free Palestinians, the bridge blockers, the people that are blocking traffic going to airports. This is all organized. This is so close to what Black Lives Matter did, all because Soros-backed groups are storming the streets, the U.S. Capitol. They're accusing Israel of genocide, and this is all being done with dark money. All of these anti-Israel groups are organizing because of the cash of the mega donor George Soros and others like him, who are saying that the Israeli government is a government of genocide, and that's what they were saying inside the United States Capitol building this last Wednesday. And what are Democrats doing with that info? They're like, okay, yeah, we'll go along with that. You want to know why they're going along with this? You want to talk about follow the money? Joe Biden and the Democrats are terrified that young socialist, Marxist, and communist voters who will vote for him and voted for him 4 years ago won't vote for him this time. They are terrified that not only will they not vote for him this time, but they'll just stay home. They're not worried that they're going to vote for Trump, but they're afraid that Donald Trump's going to win. They're terrified that Donald Trump is going to win because young people are staying home. And so they went to this president, they went to the White House, and they had meetings. They made it very, very, very clear. We have to get young people to go show up for Joe Biden, and that means he has to be anti-Israel. And you know what he said? Fine, I'll do it.
Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit the like button. Send it to anybody you know. Please put it on social media. I'll keep fighting hard for you guys, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.